This is Dr. Schumacher redictating a progress note on Gary Folsom, F-O-L-S-O-M. The date of the visit was November 11th, and this is a redictation because the note came back blank from the dictating service. The paragraph chief complaint, Mr. Folsom was seen following hospitalization, where he was found to have severe kidney disease, period. He has debility and dementia and poverty of speech and blindness, and he was made a hospice patient, period. The paragraph history of past illness. A few days before his hospitalization, he began falling again, period. He had a period where there were no falls, but then the falls came again, period. He himself couldn't have any insight into what happened, period. When seen on November 11th, he had poverty of speech and was quiet, period. He was found to have a creatinine of 7 in the hospital, and with his debility and dementia, he was cited with the staff in conjunction with his guardian to make him hospice, period. When seen, he denied any pain, but really couldn't say much and was very drowsy, period. He was up and he was laying in his bed, relatively comfortable, period. There's no evidence of dyspnea, vomiting, bleeding, or diarrhea, period. New line examination, was not acutely ill or distressed and was adequately nourished, period. Oral mucosa normal, but a bit dry. Eyelids were sunken, and he has a pacified pupils, period. He's legally blind. There was no chest wall tenderness, period. Neck had no nodes, period. Lungs had poor, quiet breath sounds, but no wheezes or crackles on auscultation, normal percussion. Cardiovascular normal, as one as two, no gallop, no murmurs, no pitting edema. Abdomen is non-tender, no palpable organomegaly, period. Musculoskeletal, there's no pain with any movement, period. Showed no signs of discomfort, period. New line assessment and plan 1, recurrent falls, period. He comes to us under hospice care, period. He has a fall risk because he may forget, because if he becomes ambulatory, he forgets that he's unsteady, period. It's related to dementia. 2, he has essential hypertension. Blood pressure was 102 over 64, period. This is currently stable. At this point, he does not need any hypertensives, period. He has history of seizures, which is controlled, period. He continues on Depakote, 250 milligrams 3 times a day. And seizures appear controlled, period. 3, he has pain and has an ibuprofen 600 milligrams as needed available, period. He has morphine available for pain as per hospice care, period. He has ammonium purine for diarrhea, period. Four, he has prostatic hypertrophy, which doesn't seem to bother him, period. 6, he has schizophrenia, which is baseline, and he's on Depakote for mood, period. His dementia is severe, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.